Here are some important terms we should know. Wajib means obligatory and necessary, an act that must be performed. For example, the five daily prayers, the fasting of Ramadan, and etc. You will be rewarded for performing it, but it will count as a sin if it was not performed. Mustahab means a recommended act. If you do a mustahab act, you will be rewarded, and if you don't do a mustahab act, it won't be a sin. For example, saying the adhan of prayer is highly mustahab. Haram is a forbidden act. It will count as a sin if you performed it intentionally, but you will be rewarded for avoiding it. For example, eating pork and drinking alcohol are haram. Makruh is a disliked act. If you do a makruh act, it won't be a sin. But if you avoid a makruh act, you will be rewarded. For example, urinating while standing is makruh. Mubah means permissible. There is no reward for performing it and no sin for neglecting it. For example, talking, drinking tea, catching a ball, and etc. Mujtahid. A mujtahid refers to an Islamic expert who can deduce rulings from reliable sources. The process of deducing such rulings from evidence is called ijtihad. Ijtihad requires deep knowledge in several branches of religious sciences such as logic, tafsir, jurisprudence, Arabic grammar, and more. Marja is a mujtahid who is followed by people. That is, people do their religious practices in accordance with his rulings or his jurisprudential views. Taqlid literally means to follow someone or to imitate. In Islamic legal terms, it means to follow a marja. Muqallid is a person who performs taqlid, i.e. a person who follows a marja. Ihtiyat wajib means obligatory precaution. This means the person must act according to the precaution, or he can refer to another marja equal or close in knowledge. Ihtiyat mustahab means recommended precaution. This means the follower can act according to the recommended precaution or not.